Hey Scorpio, this is your reading for September 2018, Sun, Moon, Rising, Scorpio, Venus, Mercury, Jupiter, whatever you want to apply it to. As long as it's still part of your sign, you can watch this reading. As always, this is a general reading, so it may or may not resonate with you. Take what resonates, leave what doesn't. If it sounds right, sit tight, keep watching. If it sounds wrong, move along, because this may not be for you. Alright. Scorpio, first card is Temperance. Then you have Hangman. Queen of Wands. King of Swords. Ace of Cups. Dogs. Wait, I'm just gonna mute this first because of the dog. The dog comes. Oh my, it's not stopping. Alright, I'm just gonna talk louder, I guess. Okay, Scorpio. The other cards we got after the King of Swords, Ace of Cups. Another Ace, Ace of Pentacles. We also have the World reversed. And here, Two of Wands. And the Emperor. Okay, let's read it. Okay, you may be involved with a Sag because the Temperance shows up here, but overall I'm sensing that in the past you were trying to combine things that are not supposed to be combined. That's what I'm sensing. Do things that are not working. I don't know if this is your work and your hobby, or maybe you're trying to combine two people. And by that I mean, like, let's say you have a household and you're trying to make them get along but they're not getting along, or trying to influence them so that they would be friends. It's not happening. It's not working. So this is in the past. And the Hangman energy here, I'm sensing. Okay. Hangman. Okay. It's you getting stuck in a situation where there's no moving from there. It's all sacrifice the whole time. And you'd think that because you've been there for so long, you'd have some sort of like an enlightenment or an epiphany on what you should do next. But it looks like no, you're just stuck and just you can't go anywhere, you can't do anything. You felt like it's not that you're trapped in a situation, you just felt stuck. And you got yourself in this situation because, in a way, you got yourself here. You brought yourself here because you were trying to find a solution to a certain problem. It's like you're trying to get a better perspective. That's the whole point why you did that. It's like you put yourself there. Nobody, you know, put you in that position. You did that because you were trying to find a way to look at things in a different way. However, it didn't seem to work. Okay, it didn't seem to work and now you're still stuck. Well, this the past energy. It has something to do with the Queen of Wands energy. So this, I'm sensing, is a person in your life, probably a fire sign, Aries, Leo, Sag. But someone who's very creative and very crafty. Someone who has like both their technical and creative side balanced really well. She is sitting in this position where she, like, with her legs open like that, to me it's very authoritative. It's like very masculine energy, very, like, I'm sensing that she has that kind of vibe, like someone who can do anything and everything, like a handyman of sorts, but a woman version, you know. So that could be it. Well, it could be a female, it could be a male as well, but just the energy of someone who's like that, just both creative and logical at the same time, a practical artsy at the same time. I feel that your problem has to do with this person. I feel like you're not getting along with this person. You can't seem to understand them. You can't seem to... It's almost like you can't believe that they can be that. That they can be both logical and creative at the same time. So you put yourself in this position, in a hangman position, trying to understand them, trying to look at this from a different angle, like I said. But nothing happens. Like, it didn't work. You still find yourself stuck and unable to understand them. I feel like one of the reasons why you're trying to understand them is because, like I said, you're trying to make them get along with someone else. It's probably someone else in your life. You want them to fit into your life, but you can't make them fit into your life because there are other people in your life that just won't go along with this kind of energy. Like, won't go along with this, you know, Queen of Wands energy. Because she's more of a free spirit. Like, she can do whatever she wants with whomever she wants. I feel that's part of the reason why you're having a hard time getting a hold of this Queen of Wands, because she's like I said, she's a free spirit. She doesn't want to be tied down, held down by anything. So, and like I said, she's very masculine energy. So very bossy in a way, and maybe even a little bit controlling. But the reason for that though is because she is very, he or she is very confident. Like, they have this, like, loads of confidence in them because they know what he or she is capable of doing. And so it's not that they're an airhead, it's just that they know who they are. And you know what happens when you see someone who knows who they are, right? They exude with such confidence because they're not scared of what other people think, because it doesn't mean anything to them. What other people's opinions are, they mean nothing to them. They know who they are and what they're capable of. So they don't need validation from anyone. They don't need any kind of outside external validation. Internally, they know and they are very secure of themselves. So this is why you're having a hard time trying to fit in this person in your life, because she's so much different from all the other people that you're, you know, dealing with on a regular basis, or probably even all the people that you have dealt with your whole life. They don't fit in with the kind of lifestyle, the kind of attitude, the kind of mindset that she has. So that's in your past. Now, in your present, I see here that you are, okay, showing this energy of the King of Swords. So Scorpio, you are either you or the partner that you're dealing with, the person you're dealing with, are very strict and very set in your ways. You don't want to change anything. It's like your way or the highway. And it's like you're also like, I'm sensing the energy of someone who's very self-righteous. Like you think that you're right all the time, or this person thinks that they are right all the time, so they don't want to budge. Like, I'm not going to move, I'm just going to stay here, I'm right, I'm right, I'm always right. And they hold this, you know, this sword on their hand, wielding it with such, you know, power. They know that this sword is very powerful. And I even sense that the confidence is coming from the sword itself. Okay, so whatever this sword represents in your life or in their life, it could be their career, it could be their finances, it could be their connections, it could be their family legacy or their lineage, or whatever it is that they are, that the sword represents, it's what they're holding on to that gives them their power, or not really their power, but their confidence is derived from that, which is very different from the confidence that this, the Queen of Wands has. The confidence of the Queen of Wands is from within herself or her himself. It's derived from, you know, internally. But for the King of Swords over here, this power emanates from or is derived from the sword. Like I said, whatever the sword represents for this person. So it's almost like if they don't have the sword, they don't have confidence. It's going to be hard for them. They're going to sit there and feel as if they have no power whatsoever, because they feel like it's the sword that gives them their power or their confidence. But this person is very strict, like I said, set in their ways, very routine. They don't like surprises. They don't like doing any activity that's not within the, you know, the schedule, the plan, the routine that they're used to. They're not... they are the opposite of spontaneous. Okay, we also have here in the present the Ace of Cups. Okay, so this is, like always, a gift from the universe, beginning of something emotionally fulfilling for you. But right now I'm sensing that this is like, this is the universe like telling you, giving you a chance to connect with your emotional side, to connect with your feelings, with your emotions, and not to be like purely practical and logical all the time and relying so much on your swords. Swords are thoughts, right? They are, you know, practical things, logical things. So it's like he is relying so much on his logic. And the universe is trying to tell you, you know what, you need this as well, okay? You need something that's, you know, emotionally fulfilling, something that can connect with other people, and something that can connect with humanity in general, so that you can be more human than just, you know, being very practical and all that. So that's like the universe's way of trying to help you out in this situation. Because the reason why the Queen of Wands is has this confidence that comes from within is because she's able to connect with her heart. She's able to connect with her feelings. I just saw 1313, so maybe that's relevant to you, 1313. Anyway, she's able to connect with her feelings. And so it tells you that feelings are not so bad. If you are connected with your feelings in a healthy manner, you'll be able to have confidence that comes from within you and not derived from anything external to you, not derived from your connections, not derived from the properties, the car that you drive, the house that you live in, or your friends, or the lineage of your family whatsoever. It comes from within you. And that's because you are connecting with your heart. So the universe is saying, you know what, instead of relying too much on this and then being scared that if you lose your sword, you lose everything, I'm going to give you a chance to connect with your heart, okay? To connect with your heart and to give you a chance as well to discover how wonderful it is to have confidence that comes from within you, right? And not only that, the universe is also giving you one more thing. It's also giving you a chance at an opportunity to start something, okay? This is Pentacles, so this is, you know, anything that's tangible, right? It's normally, it's not something that's, it's not a concept. It's a very material thing, something that you can, you know, smell, touch, feel, hear, whatever. And most of the time, it is also in the form of money or finances, right? But here, that's not what I'm sensing. I'm sensing that the universe is actually, the Ace of Pentacles over here for me represents a chance, an opportunity to begin something, an opportunity to change, an opportunity to reform yourself, to better yourself. And it's good because not everyone, you know, is given this gift, this wonderful gift at the same time, right? Ace of Cups and Ace of Pentacles, something that is emotionally fulfilling, might even be financially fulfilling for you. But like I said, more than that, it's a chance for you to reform yourself, to change yourself, and to better yourself so that you don't rely on external things for your confidence anymore, that you can be very strong and confident from within you just by connecting to yourself. Now, in the future though, this is what's happening. In the future though, I see here the World card in reverse. Now, it's telling me that there's a change that's supposed to happen. So something in your life is supposed to end, okay, a stage, a cycle, a phase in your life is supposed to end, but you're not letting it end, okay? You are fighting it. You're fighting it so hard, and yet this is a major arcana. So you can delay it for as long as you want, delay, 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 but you can never stop it. It's inevitable. It is bound to happen, okay? You can delay, but you cannot stop altogether. But you're still delaying it. You don't want it to end for some reason. I don't know. This could be a relationship that's about to end or it's already ended, but you can't seem to accept the fact that it's over, or something that's about to end and you're trying your best to stop it from ending, or just anything, any phase in your life that's supposed to go through another one, like a renewal of sorts, but you don't want to renew it. You want the old thing to stay there. You want to stay in the old energy is what I'm guessing. Okay. And then, also in your future, that's you, your energy. I know it's a fire energy, and you're supposed to have water energy. But the funny thing about this reading, though, Scorpio, for you, is that this is the only thing that's watery at this time. Okay, only thing that's water energy, Ace of Cups, and it's at the very center, right smack in the middle of the spread. That tells me that this is exactly what you're lacking, which is ironic because you're water energy. So I feel like right now you're not being yourself. You're not connecting to your own element. You are actually out of your element right now. And this is the reason why you feel like you're a hangman. You're like you're stuck in a cycle, right? You're actually stuck in a cycle. Okay? You don't want it to end. Okay, you don't want it to end. You're stuck in a cycle. You're not being yourself. You're not letting things happen naturally. You're not letting things unfold. You're not letting the universe do its work. Okay, so now there's Two of Wands over here. You're looking at, you know, the horizon and everything. Looking, this is the energy of someone who is thinking about what to do next. Like, where to next? I finished a cycle. Where to next? And it's funny because you want to go to the next phase of your life, but you're not really letting the old cycle to finish. What does that mean? To me, it means as if you just want to keep on, you want to stay in the past. You want to keep on living in the past. You don't want to face your future. Okay, because this is your future energy, and yet it's still being stuck in the past. It's like the future is not happening for you because you're living in the past. And unless you let this cycle end, okay, you let this cycle end and allow a new one to begin, you will be stuck in this hell of a cycle over and over in the past, repeating and repeating with nothing happening, right? Also, here in the future, I see an Aries energy over here. So, Aries Emperor, okay? So, there could be a very prominent, very distinct, very influential Aries person in your life that may also be very domineering, that is, well, probably preventing you from living your life the way you want to live it, or could be a boss, could be a mentor, could be a father figure. Whether or not this father is alive or I've already passed on, I feel like this energy of the father is very distinct. It's felt. It's very present in your life right now. It's almost like it's haunting you. It's influencing how you live your life. I feel like it has something to do with you acting like this. Okay? Because they're identical traits of the King of Swords and the Emperor. Being in control, being a leader, being very strict about things, all of those things. So I feel like the father energy, okay, or your father, regardless, like I said, if this father is still alive or have already passed on, I feel like it's very influential in how you are living your life and how you are making decisions. I feel like it's almost like you have like a bracelet that says, "What would my father do?" And it doesn't even mean that your father was, you know, the best example. It's not even that. It's just that it's almost like you want to be, it's not that you want to be, it's like very, very unconsciously or subconsciously, there's a part of you that there's a part of you that wasn't able to connect with your father. That's what I'm sensing. And because you weren't able to connect with your father in some way, shape, or form, you feel like living your life under the same, you know, same merit or under the same way that your father has lived will somehow connect you with your father. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's not that you really like him. It's not that you want to be him. It's just, I feel like if he's not here anymore, I feel like he's more present in your life now than he ever was when he was still alive. If that makes any sense. It's like when he was still alive, he was physically alive, like he's alive, but he's not really there. You know, he's not really emotionally there or psychologically there for you. So you felt like there was this disconnect between you and your father. And now that your father have passed on, or maybe I'm sensing here, maybe your father is still alive, but he's not as vibrant now, maybe because of old age and things like that. There's this child in you that wasn't able to experience that side of your father, or your father in essence. So you are somehow subconsciously, unknowingly following his footsteps, and it's influencing you so much so that you're acting like a military person, like an air sign logical person, instead of the emotional, very deep water person that you are supposed to be as a Scorpio. So yeah, so this is more like this is a reading that has to do with like your childhood and your father. And maybe you're wondering, how does that affect me now? Well, we all know how our, you know, how that inner child in all of us have to be appeased, right? Because this inner child will always be yamming and crying and yelling and, you know, always be like bothering us, wanting to be pleased, wanting to be soothed. And unless we fix that inner child, our lives, our, you know, mature lives will be affected, and the decisions that we will make will be based on this inner child's, you know, response, which is obviously not a very good place to make decisions from, right? We have to make a decision from a very mature place in our present time, not from the past, because it's different. It's never going to be the same as the ones that we're living now. So this reading about you and relationship with your father is very important, because it's not going to come up here if it's not important, right? Like I always say, when you consult with the tarot, they always highlight the most important thing at the moment. And I feel like for many of you Scorpios, or maybe just a few of you or one or two of you who connects with this reading, this is what needs to be done. This is what your spirit guides and the universe is trying to tell you. If you have been wondering what's wrong with your life, why is it all messed up, why are you going through all these problems, why are you stuck, why are you not succeeding, why are you, you know, screwed up in a way, I don't know. Whatever you're going through that's not favorable, this is the answer to the question. This is what's causing it. It's this inner child that needed a father that wasn't there. And now it's like you're creating a father image out of your, you know, mature physical body, but within you, inside you, is a child. So you can just imagine how incongruent that is, and how much of a mess it can create in your life right now if you don't get this situation fixed, right? Anyway, I'm not even gonna get an advice card for this. I'm being told that you know what to do. If you're connecting with this, I'm being told by your guides and the universe that you will know what to do. There's no need to tell you what to do. So I'm not going to make an extended version of this reading. I hope it connected with you. It went very serious, very fast. So I hope you got something out of it. I hope it connected with you. If it didn't, well, just go check all your other signs, or go to another tarot reader for, you know, your messages. Maybe your message is not here. But if it connected with you, you can leave a comment, share the video, like it, subscribe if you haven't subscribed yet, and turn on your notifications. Don't forget that, so you get notified when I upload new videos, because I'll be uploading more videos, pick a card, and all those other things that I'm planning to do in the future. Also, like forecasts, for general forecasts for world events, and also a separate reading for what's the other one? Some other things. I'm just gonna tell you when they happen. Alright, thanks so much for watching, Scorpio. I hope you have a great September and the months after that, and I'll be seeing you in the next reading. Take care. Bye.